on Sunday. After missing the last 51 games with a fractured right wrist, Nationals shortstop Trey Turner returns tonight against the Marlins. Tonight's Indians, Yankees, and Braves, Phillies games, postponed by rain, both will be made up as part of single admission doubleheaders tomorrow.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies and ready to get to work. Which is why Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Every day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select A. O. Smith water heaters when they buy in bulk. And now through September 3rd during Lowe's Ready to Restock event, pros can get up to 10% off select Dow foam insulation. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for water heater discount. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below.
Yep, they're that tough.
So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Matthew Stafford is now the highest paid player in the league. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting that Stafford has agreed to a 5-year extension with the team worth $135 million, including $92 million in guaranteed money. This is Stafford's third contract with the team after being drafted first overall by the Lions in 2009. Meanwhile, the Cowboys and Texans Thursday night preseason finale has been moved from Houston to Arlington after another day of rainfall in the Houston area. The NFL announcing Monday the teams will now play at AT&T Stadium instead because of severe weather conditions in Houston as a result of Hurricane Harvey. Houston head coach Bill O'Brien told reporters on Monday that the team is dedicating this season to the people and city of Houston. You can join the NFL and help those affected by Hurricane Harvey. Text Harvey to 90999 to give $10 to American Red Cross Hurricane Relief. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. SmileTrain empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's SmileTrain.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
We've got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Hour number two of the Todd Brawley Camp Show underway here on KGYM. You're listening on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM heard all across eastern Iowa. That's our historic main gym frequency. Coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk a little Big Ten football with Sean Keeler from thelandof10.com coming up in just about 25 minutes. Also, your chance sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight to see Alan Jackson on Us at the U.S. Cellular Center. Those tickets are available for purchase either through Ticketmaster.com or the U.S. Cellular Center box office. That concert coming up in about 3 weeks at the Cell Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. I continue to be blown away by the images that we're seeing from Houston. And you have to stop and think about, this is the fourth largest city in the United States. And to see this devastation and the effect on that many people, and obviously here in Cedar Rapids, we know all too well about dealing with a catastrophic 500-year flood. But the fourth largest city in this country has been crippled, brought to its knees by the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey. And you may be asking yourself, what can you do to help? And outside of physically going to Houston and going around in boats and rescuing people and pets, I mean, I understand it's very difficult, but money certainly helps. And almost any time that there's an issue, the easiest way that most of us can help is to reach for our checkbooks. And that may seem like a cop-out, but it's also the easiest way to lend assistance. And we are very proud to let you know that if you visit our website, kgymradio.com, you will see right on the front page, it should be the very first thing at the top of the page that you see, a link for how you can help Houston. And it gives you a link to donate to an organization that we know will use the money in a good way to help folks there in Houston. As a matter of fact, one of our staff members here in the building, a former disc jockey in Houston, still has ties to the area. We've vetted this organization. Your money, if you donate through our website and the link that's on our website, we're not taking in the money. We're just directing you to where you can donate. This money is going to go to help people that were affected. And I can't think of a better way for folks in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, other places that were affected by the flood in 2008. If you are in a position where you can give a little to perhaps pay it forward, because who knows how many people in the state, the country's fourth largest city back in 2008 donated to the Red Cross or various funds in Cedar Rapids to help here locally. So always important to try to pay it forward, and this is another opportunity to do so. And it's just, it keeps getting worse there in Houston. I have a hard time watching any of the coverage. I have some friends that live down there. Luckily, they've been unaffected other than the fact that they developed a leak in their roof, which is unfortunate, but nothing that a 5-gallon bucket can't take care of. But there are other people that are way, way less fortunate. I think the death toll is up to 19 people now. So again, if you go to our website, kgymradio.com, we have the link for you to follow, and you can donate through our website.
6562 on the text line, and I just wanted to share this small anecdote. My younger brother, one of his teammates, was starting running back actually at Memphis by the name of Dorlan Dorsius, actually is from New Orleans, and he was affected by the Hurricane Katrina to the point where he moved to Houston. And there are a lot of people like him that were evacuated from New Orleans to Houston, and now they're going through exactly the same thing. And I feel bad for everybody in that area, and I hope that that you can reach out and help those people. And like you said, your checkbook is the easiest way to do that. But man, that just has to be extra awful for those people to see something so horrible twice in a lifetime and twice in the last 15 years.
What it does is it puts things in perspective here. And yeah, I'm very, very lucky. And if you listen to this program, and chances are you have probably drawn your fair share of conclusions about me from hearing me in 6+ years on the air at KGYM. And I would wager to guess that maybe about 84% of them would be accurate. But I don't want anybody out there to get the impression that I don't know how lucky I am, because I get paid to do this for a living. How much longer? That's not up to me to decide. But right now, I'm in a pretty good spot. I'm doing something that, for the most part, I enjoy doing. I always want to do it better, but I'm a lucky guy. I get to go home to a nice house, I've got a great, beautiful wife. I've got a happy, healthy kid who isn't quite healthy right now, but that's okay given what we've been through in the last year. I think he can handle a cold. And you were in a good spot. And I think it's just important to sometimes step back and take an inventory of your life and think about maybe there's somebody else out there that doesn't quite have it as good. And if you are in a position where you can possibly help out, I think we should all do that because we're all in this together. Did you see the picture? Again, fascinating. I love learning something. I try to learn a couple new things every day. And when you're as dumb as I am, that's very easy. Have you seen the picture of the fire ants?
I have not.
I had no idea. There's a picture that's made its way around on Twitter. Not of the shark swimming on the freeway because that's not from Houston. And it pops up every time that there's a natural disaster. But there's a photo of this mound of fire ants floating in the flood. Did you find it?
I see it now. Wow.
The ants cluster together, and that's how they survive. And I've read that they rotate. They're constantly in motion so that there aren't ants underneath. Now, I don't know whether I buy that or not, because somebody's always got to be on the bottom, and I guess that's just a survival of the fittest thing. But these fire ants work together in this giant cluster and float along in the floodwaters so that they can stay alive. And that blows my mind.
So,
would you rather
if it's like 5 feet deep of water? Man, I can't even imagine how many ants there are in that. Oh wow! This is a mind blowing experience on air.
That's what I do. I blow people's minds. What can I say? I said we were going to do the fantasy football thing now, and now I don't want to because I don't know how you transition from talking about what's going on in Houston to yuckety yuck guffaw fantasy football. So I'm gonna punt on that until hour number three in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm sorry if you were getting your hopes up about that, but I just awkward transition, and that's on me because I'm the captain of the ship. But I felt really important. And there was something, I can't put my finger on it, but in between hour number one and hour number two, a lot of times I'm on the computer and I'm looking at things, and I don't know what specifically came across my Twitter timeline, but there were two or three stories back to back to back, or all of a sudden I felt my heart breaking again. And it's probably about the fifth or sixth time that I've felt that in watching what's going on down there. But I thought, okay, we got to come out of the break and we got to talk about how you can help. And again, it's very simple and very easy. And at the end of the day, it may not seem like it's a huge thing, but it really is because $5 here, $10 there, it all adds up. And again, the money is going to go to the people who actually need it, which is always the most important when you're worried about giving to charity. So the fantasy football, Hardy, Guffaws, Yuckety Yuck, Benny Hill, Yakety Sacks, all of that good stuff. That's coming up in hour number three. I mentioned going to the top of the hour that we had some news to pass along about a Cedar Rapids native in professional baseball. He's not getting called up to the major leagues yet. He's probably still a season away, but a very nice development for former Cedar Rapids Xavier product Mitch Keller, who began the year in the Florida State League with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. For the last month or so, he's been in Double A in Altoona, Pennsylvania. But it was announced today that he's going to be one of the players participating in the Arizona Fall League, which is sort of a finishing school for top prospects. He's been pretty good. He hasn't really missed a beat since that promotion to Double A. He's 1-2 on the year with a 3.77 earned run average and 34 strikeouts in 28 and two-thirds innings with the Altoona Curve. Opponents are hitting just .206 against him, which is really impressive because when you look what they were hitting against him in the Florida State League, he was holding guys there in A-ball to a .207 batting average. So there's consistency across the promotion from high A to double A there. He was a second-round draft pick of the Pirates out of Xavier. And, of course, his brother John, some people may or may not know this, he's in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Mitch is a top 100 prospect. Cedar Rapids has two kids in the top 35 prospects in baseball, if you throw A.J. Puck into the equation as well, who's in the Oakland Athletics organization, also in AA right now. I think he's still with Midland in Texas. So very, very impressive when you stop and think about it. But Mitch Keller finding out today that he's going to be one of the Pirates members representing the Pittsburgh organization in the Arizona Fall League. And on the subject of the Pirates, they did fall to the Cubs last night. Mike Montgomery, I don't know, the Cubs looking like maybe they've got one of their rotation pieces for next year. If you heard the Cubs report in hour number one, Jake Arrieta and John Lackey are, for all intents and purposes, most likely not coming back next year unless the Cubs cut some sort of crazy deal with Arrieta where they're not going to pay him a ton of money, but I don't foresee that taking place. You traded for Jose Quintana, and now you've got a guy here in Mike Montgomery who has looked fairly good occasionally in that starting role. Now, there was a report today that Jeff Samardzija has cleared waivers in San Francisco. There's 4 days, actually now three, in which teams can still consummate trades. So the deadline is looming here, but Jeff Samardzija has cleared waivers, and there's a discussion among some Cubs personnel, and I think mainly among the fans, though. How would you feel about a reunion between Jeff Samardzija and the Chicago Cubs at this point? 319-366-1600. He hasn't been great since leaving Chicago. He wasn't great when he was with the Cubs, but he was really good. And at times he pitched like an ace, but given the way that the rotations were built when he was there, I think he was out of his league a little bit a lot of the times in the pitching matchups. But this team is still, if you want to talk about Iowa football not inspiring confidence, the Cubs are, what are we now, a month away from the postseason? And they're still, I think they dropped 2 of 3 to the Phillies. So this team still has some warts that it needs to either remove or at least cosmetically cover up.
I guess when you talk about anybody getting traded at this point, or even before the trade deadline and now before the waiver deadline, you wonder what would they have to give up to get Jeff Samardzija, who would be locked up for three more seasons after this one, and he'd probably have to eat some of that $18 million contract that he's making with the San Francisco Giants. Is it worth it? At this point, do they have their playoff rotation ready to go?
I think, well, they got to figure out where John Lester's at with his recovery. He threw a simulated game. I think it was 47 pitches yesterday. Kyle Schwarber participated in it, and he was not a fan, being a left-handed batter of facing John Lester. But the decision, and I think his next step in his rehab is coming at some point today, the Cubs said. And Addison Russell was in the lineup for the iCubs last night. He's close to returning, so there are some pieces on the way in Chicago, but specifically when you look at the rotation, would you like to see them pick up another piece for depth, or do you think Eddie Butler and some of the guys in AAA right now are going to get the job done? And something to keep in mind is the minor league season is almost over. And you'll have expanding rosters at the big league level, but some of these guys who are in the minors are going to start developing a little bit of rust if they're not needed at the moment. So what do you do if you're the Cubs moving forward? The good news is you've got Mike Montgomery, and if you have to shift him back to the bullpen, I guess that means Lester's healthy and ready to go, and you feel confidence in the five guys that you're going with. But Montgomery looked good last night, and boy, Javier Baez continues to play all-world defense at short. And with Addison Russell's struggles and the way that Baez has hit the ball, I wouldn't want to be in Joe Maddon's shoes making decisions anytime soon about how that lineup moves forward. But that's the National League Central, which remains at this point. You win and you face the Nationals in the first round of the postseason. I mean,
that's the good news and the bad news.
Yeah, and
it is the Nationals. I know that, gosh, I hope our boss isn't listening.
Gio Gonzalez, they don't hit lefties well. I mean, it's still better than having to face the Dodgers, which is who the wild card team is going to draw, but it's a tough out, that lineup.
It certainly is, but man, a Dusty Baker-managed team in the playoffs. This has been like it has been the last 3 or 4 years where I'm thinking, wow, this national, well, maybe not last year, because I thought the Cubs were the healthiest team heading into the playoffs. But on paper, the Washington Nationals are usually right up there. And this, if they go one and out once again in the playoffs, is Dusty Baker in trouble?
I would think so. With all the talent that they've got there and the window with Bryce Harper is closing as far as how long you know he's going to be in a Nationals uniform. And you made the move a couple years ago to bring Scherzer in along with Strasburg, and you've got Gio Gonzalez. And look, they traded half the farm system for Adam Eaton in a deal that kind of backfired this year because Eaton wound up getting injured. But they went all in. Mike Rizzo, who's, in my opinion, a good general manager, no relation to the Cubs' Anthony Rizzo, by the way, sort of pushed his chips in, and this is it. They got to go for it here. Now, whoever has to come out of the National League has to go through the Dodgers, who they don't skip a beat out there, and they're getting Clayton Kershaw back. So the best team in baseball is about to get a little bit stronger because they're getting their ace back. And that being said, I was joking with somebody in Iowa City earlier today as we were leaving the football complex, sizing up the World Series rings. It didn't work out very well for some other teams that we've seen win a ton of games in the past, like the 2001 Seattle Mariners. So the Dodgers are still going to have to show up in the postseason. But, boy, I would not bet against them right now. In looking at that team and the way that they're playing, and Yasiel Puig is hitting the ball, and they got Justin Turner at third base, who perennially underrated, a guy who appeared to be a journeyman player with the Mets, and they let go. He goes to L.A., and he's tearing the cover off the ball out there. That is a great lineup from top to bottom. The pitching staff is solid. The bullpen is good. And they look unbeatable right now.
I was going to say, I wonder which member of the Iowa media you were talking with the Dodgers about. Talking about the Dodgers.
It wasn't John Bonenkamp. There are a couple other Dodgers fans that I know. So we are also talking, by the way, Rob Howe of Hawkeye Nation and I, about Mitch King joining us on Friday at Fry Fest, and he will be there in person. There was some question as to whether or not he was ultimately going to have to join us on the telephone, but if you are coming to Fry Fest on Friday, stop by the KGYM booth. We'll be doing the show there from 4 until 7. Mitch King will be there in the big hour. That's the 6 o'clock hour on Fridays, and we will have a game to get everybody ready for this week. I'm very excited about this. Rob joining us as he fills in while you go cover high school football. And we will be talking a lot about Iowa and Wyoming Friday, as well as the Big Ten as a whole. There are some games to be talking about tomorrow. As Big Ten football kicks off tomorrow with Ohio State and Indiana. And I'm not going to be here to talk about it because I'm on vacation. It's weird terminology. I don't know. I don't like calling taking one day off being on vacation. But how else do you refer to it other than I'm off tomorrow?
A personal day, vacation.
It's not a personal day makes it sound like there's issues behind the scenes. So I don't like that term enough. Personal day makes it sound like I got suspended or booted from the air or something. Or I've got health issues. So I don't like that terminology, but it's also not a vacation. The last time I took a vacation day last Thursday, I went to Burlington, Iowa. How many people?
That's a vacation.
How many people can say that that's a vacation?
I mean, you left the area, so that's a vacation.
I'm not on the air tomorrow for a quote-unquote vacation day because that's what it is. I just don't like the terminology because I'm going to be sitting around at home not doing anything, but that's my own choice because 72 hours later, I'm going to be at Kinnick Stadium for Iowa, Wyoming, and then there's no looking back because you go from football season to basketball season to spring football season, and when you're in this business, you don't get weekends for the most part. You work Monday through Friday, and then you're busy on the weekends too. So everything goes up in smoke for me on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. It was great pulling out of the football complex today and seeing the signs in the dental parking lot that say this lot must be cleared by Friday. There's something about seeing those signs that reminds me of how great football season is. And I'm not just talking about Iowa football, college football in general. There's just something unrivaled about the pageantry of college football. Big Ten football, Big 12 football. We'll talk a little bit about it with Sean Keeler from theland10.com. He's going to join us here in just a couple minutes. Kyle, we'll have another Big Board update for you when we return. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way on 106.3 and 107.5 FM and 1600 AM KGYM Radio. Back with more after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Iowa Hawkeye fans, this is Hayden Fry reminding you about this year's Fry Fest. Let's celebrate all that is Hawkeye together in Colville on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. Join Hawkeye fans and former athletes for this festive, day-long black and gold celebration. See FryFest.com and join at Fry Fest in Colville on Friday of Labor Day weekend.
Presented by Midwest One Bank, Friday, September 1st.
Go Hawks.
Hey, we were just talking about Fry Fest. You know who sponsors it, right? Midwest One Bank. Same sponsor for the Big Board Updates, Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle Mann.
Kirk Ferentz announced this afternoon in Iowa City that seniors Josie Jewell, Matt Vandenberg, and Sean Welsh, as well as junior Kevin Ward, would serve as Iowa's captains for their opening game against Wyoming this Saturday. We also found out that Kirk Ferentz took a small pay cut in order to hire an assistant coach. Former Hawkeye George Kittle has had a strong preseason with the 49ers since being drafted in the fifth round. And today it seems the Niners also have been quite impressed as they traded expecting started tight end Vance McDonald to Pittsburgh. Kittle is now the apparent starter, while C.J. Beathard has solidified himself as the backup quarterback. The Iowa baseball team is bringing home the silver medal from the World University Games after falling to Japan in the gold medal game early this morning. It's not the gold, but the Hawkeyes broke ground by becoming the first American national team to advance to the final game and are the first to bring home a medal. The Colonels scored 2 runs in the top of the 10th last night to beat the Quad Cities River Bandits, splitting the 4-game road series. They also made a roster move, activating pitcher Evan Sanders off the 7-day DL and putting Tyler Beardsley on the DL with a left hammy strain. The Colonels are off today, returning home for a series with Burlington beginning tomorrow. The Twins are hosting the White Sox as they try to stay within striking distance of the Royals in the AL Central, and you can hear Irvin Santana taking on James Shields right after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
One of the things we found out today in Iowa City is the fact that we have been talking about someone who doesn't exist or doesn't want to exist when we have mentioned Nathan Stanley in the past. He wants to be referred to as Nate Stanley. He says every time you hear Nathan Stanley, every time he hears Nathan Stanley, he thinks of his mother and being in trouble. When you were a kid, what was it, Alex? Did you get the middle name? Is it Alexander? How'd you know you were in trouble with mom?
Yeah, I think it was just her yelling Alex, because that was okay. Long form from what they called me Al.
Well, you can call me Al. That was a Paul Simon song. So, Al. Oh, hey, Al.
I've heard every different.
Can I call
variation.
You Al for the as long as we work together? Can you be Al from
I
now
guess
on?
So.
No,
you're I Al. Guess so.
Is Al? Is that better than Coon?
No.
No.
Everybody calls me Coon.
When did that start? The last
like
name
right
thing.
Away. I don't remember.
Like kindergarten,
probably.
Okay.
Probably maybe first or second grade.
Yeah, that's a good last name to be referred to by your last name. Doesn't really work with some of us three syllable folks. 319-366-1600. I apologize for punting on the fantasy football, but with the Houston Harvey talk, I didn't want to go from that into something as lighthearted and completely inconsequential and dumb as talking fantasy football. And so we'll do that coming up in hour number three. Sean Keeler from thelandof10.com joins us next to talk Big Ten football.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The appeal hearing of Ezekiel Elliott will continue for a second straight day tomorrow. The Cowboys star running back appealing his 6-game suspension for violating the personal conduct policy in an alleged domestic violence incident with his former girlfriend. Due to the catastrophic flooding in the Houston area from Tropical Storm Harvey, Houston's football teams postponed Saturday's season opener at UTSA. Rockets owner Leslie Alexander's increased his donation from $4 to $10 million for Harvey relief efforts. It is one and done for defending U.S. Open women's champ Angelique Kerber. She was upset by Naomi Osaka in straight sets. Kerber, first defending champ, knocked out in the first round in 12 years. Falcons running back Devontae Freeman cleared from the concussion protocol. He won't play in Thursday's preseason finale. Royals pitcher Danny Duffy, in a statement, apologized for the distraction of his DUI citation. National shortstop Trey Turner returns from a fractured wrist tonight versus Miami. He's been out the last 51 games. Tonight's Indians, Yankees, and Braves, Phillies games, postponed by rain, both will be made up as part of single admission doubleheaders tomorrow.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and
so
bask
much.
In the glory Linear's of your close cartoon. Shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Every time I hear a Barracuda, all I can think of is Joe Borowski, the former Cubs closer. I can't remember whether that was actually his nickname or it's just what my friends and I referred to him as, the Barracuda. But I hear Barracuda and I think of Joe Borowski, which I guess there are worse things to think of. Speaking of former Cubs relievers, Joe Nathan was a Cub very briefly. Most people remember him as a Minnesota Twin. However, he is going to officially announce his retirement from Major League Baseball at a news conference this week at Target Field. So he is calling it a career. One of his former teammates, Torrey Hunter, in town right now with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. I saw some pictures from the Colonels' golf outing earlier today. They are off today. And then, I know this is hard to believe, but the final homestand of the year for the Colonels, as they take on the Burlington Bees, it begins tomorrow. Three-game homestand, and then the playoffs begin in earnest for the Colonels next Wednesday. The Wednesday game, game one, a home game, and then two and three, if necessary, will be in Geneva, Illinois, against Kane County. But let's talk college football instead of minor league baseball at this point, because I think most people are like you and me. We're excited about the college football season. It's been underway now for the last several days. We got a Big Ten football opener tomorrow, which is really surreal to be talking about Big Ten football being played in August. But Sean Keeler joining us now from the Land of Ten. And what do you think, Sean? Indiana, Ohio State tomorrow. Are you ready to get the ball rolling on Big Ten football?
I'm getting stretched, man. My Labor Day was last weekend, and now I get to really labor this weekend with games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's a kickoff weekend in NFL style for the Big Ten. Jim Delaney likes having the showcase and having the glitz. I don't know that, you know, they could have worse things than OSU Indiana on a Thursday to kick you off, but then you get the game spread out over some of the weekend and leading up, obviously, to the night games in Michigan, Florida on Saturday.
You know, we were talking about that a while ago. Very few people actually have sympathy for guys like us, Sean, in what we do for a living. But it's Labor Day begins literally and figuratively this weekend, and then there's no looking back. But you get very, very little sympathy. Hard to believe, right?
You do. You have to tell your family, and they're used to it by now, but my parents, X amount of years of this, still don't quite grasp the concept of. They're like, well, you're gonna have Monday off, right? I'm like, well, no, there'll probably be a Mike Riley press conference on Monday. So they play on the 9th, so I don't think they're gonna. They're not gonna cancel anything or move anything. And she just kind of looks at me like, huh? And you go, yeah, but you love them. You love them.
You mentioned Mike Riley in Nebraska. I want to get your thoughts on this story. We talked about it yesterday, the Fox commercials and Nebraska not being happy with the fact that they got the Children of the Corn / human ritual sacrifice treatment from one of the Big Ten's television partners. Your take on Nebraska saying, hey, get this commercial off the airwaves.
Well, we always said it's like a cult following, but we didn't think it would be that extreme down the line. It's a bit sensitive to what's meant to be kind of a fun deal. I've seen a lot of these. I thought we're fairly well done for the other member schools that are there. But I'll say this: when you sign up with Fox, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. And clearly, the Nebraska was not enamored with how they chose to interpret their followings. Hey, going out there, I hadn't thought about the Children of the Corn as a movie in a long, long, long time. I want to say they filmed some of that in Western Iowa. Am I wrong? Does that sound right?
I think Western Iowa may have actually been the inspiration for Children of the Corn, having driven through it, Sean. How good is Nebraska going to be this year? Let me ask you that.
You know, they're maybe the third most enigmatic team in the league.
And that's good enough to win the West?
No, not with Wisconsin's schedule. I mean, the short answer is there's a great battle for second. You know, I don't think that's anything we haven't already talked about or kind of hinted around that it's going to take some real – now, that's on paper. And who's to say that in a year when Wisconsin wasn't supposed to do anything a year ago with that schedule, they could look at an easy schedule or someone like Iowa and Nebraska, maybe Northwestern, could surprise. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But you're just kind of going with precedent and logic and where it kind of takes you down the road, which can be dangerous. But how good is Nebraska? They could win 6. They could win 10. And neither one of those would surprise me. And the answer probably falls in the middle. They have more, maybe it might have a higher ceiling than Iowa, but it's more likely that they would fall to the floor on the other side of them that way, although the floor wouldn't be any worse than 6 wins, I would think. And that's going to depend on Tanner Lee, and depending on some of the scouts I've talked to, they say it's going to depend on those receivers, that if you're going to legitimately commit to throwing it 35 times a game, you know, as a 50-50 true balance that Denny Langsdorf and Mike Riley have talked about, if those guys, you know, if you had a bunch of Julian Edelmans and a bunch of, you know, Brandon Brooks, who Mike Riley had as a collegian, you can do that. Are these guys those guys? That's what we're going to find out.
Sean, I have followed the AAC the past couple of years, and I've talked about this before, but I saw Tanner Lee play at Tulane. So it was a few years later, you find out that the train has gained as much steam as it has. It was kind of shocking to hear it. My question for you is, are you buying into the Tanner Lee hype, and how has this train gained so much steam?
The time off has made him bigger and stronger. Short answer for those who knew him then. I've got a piece going up on Lane. It's hard to find stuff we haven't written about Tanner Lee in the last 9 months, but I'm going to make an attempt at it anyway tonight, and that's going up on Land of 10 tomorrow. I talked to some of his assistants at Tulane who threw him in as a true freshman, and he didn't light the league on fire in either year as a freshman or a sophomore. And that has to be said. And so, how do you reconcile that with the fact that NFL scouts like him and Archie Manning says that kid's pretty good? Where do we find him at the Manning passing camp, and people like our old buddy Phil Savage are keeping an eye on him down at the Senior Bowl, and we know folks with the East West Shrine Game are curious, although they think he probably would be too good ostensibly for Archie's interest to be there, conceivably depending on when his time comes around. So you kind of get on both sides. There's no evidence that this is an elite Power 5 passing quarterback, and yet the scouts are going nuts. So somebody's going to be wrong here, and somebody's going to be right. What I've seen of him, I'm more impressed with what Nebraska's got throwing the ball around than what Iowa has thrown around the ball so far. But Iowa doesn't have to throw the ball around, and I think they know it. And that's a very different approach from where the Huskers are kind of looking at things philosophically at the start of the season.
Sean Keeler of thelandof10.com joining us here talking a little Big Ten football as we get ready for kickoff tomorrow. Indiana and Ohio State right out of the gate. We'll get to the Hawkeyes in a little bit, but I want to talk about a team that's near and dear to your heart. What goes through your head when you hear people predicting Northwestern could win the Big Ten West this year? Is that the answer?
There are a lot of things. Some
okay.
Of can't say on the radio. It's a jinx. I don't know. The destiny's in their hands. And legitimately, you know, objectively, just take the name off the front. If you had a quarterback with those kind of numbers back and a tailback with those kind of numbers back and a defense and an interior front seven, granted missing a really good linebacker, and a secondary that's legitimately probably one of the better five in the league, you wouldn't, you know, we talked about the race for second, you'd put them there. I mean, logically, and you'd say that, boy, with some breaks, if they go to Madison and win, if that were Minnesota, you wouldn't hesitate to put them there. Ditto Iowa, ditto anybody else. So, but because it's Northwestern on the front, you kind of take a deep breath and go, really? Sure? Now, legitimately, I think Justin Jackson's awesome. In fact, the best compliment I could give him is he's kind of like an Iowa tailback, and then he reads holes, reads so tough, and just super, super underrated as kind of a physical guy. He gets that 145, 150 every week, and you just kind of go, he wasn't fast like Benrick Mark. He wasn't flashy like Donnell Autry. He wasn't explosive like Damian Anderson. He just gets it done. He reminds me a lot of the really good good Iowa tailbacks in the last decade, or the Ferentz era somewhat, maybe earlier on. Thorson, I want to see what they do without Austin Carr. I mean, they single-handedly, should say, two guys basically win that game for them at Kinnick and get their season turned around, and it's Carr offensively and Afenebo defensively, and they're both gone. So those are holes. You can't pretend those aren't. And while they're turning over talent, enough depth of talent that they feel they can replace that, that's going to be tested. There were some seniors that did step it up late in last year, and Carr may end up getting a lot of snaps for the Patriots now in that slot back role. So you never know where those guys are going to come from.
I know you wrote about this at Land of 10, but Akram Wadley, there was a lot of chatter last year about whether he would come back or he would go to the NFL draft. He decided to come back for his senior season. What do scouts want to see out of him in order for him to raise his draft stock heading into the spring?
I think the short answer is to catch everything, because there isn't realistic – I don't think it's realistic that he would be a first or second down, maybe not a first down, and not a featured, you know, run-first kind of back. So the more diversity that he can show as a slot guy, as a weapon, on even on special teams, and maybe if he isn't returning kicks this year, that he can do that kind of thing at the next level, it's literally his hands. I think he can't make himself, you know, be 6 foot 220. He can't change, you know, what the good Lord made him. He's a 5'10", 5'11", scat back who can move. So you're not going to be expecting him to block 6'5", 290 defensive end a lot, or realistically, but you are going to, you know, be looking for him to be the guy that, you know, if James White did the Super Bowl, it's a new model of what a pass-first NFL tailback is going to look like. You might carry it 8 times, and you might, you know, catch it 14 times. Everything, the Roger Craig thing is back in vogue, except you're not going to get a 1,000-yard rusher. You're going to get a 1,000-yard receiver at tailback. So it's going to be, I think that's a good example. You know, Roger Craig, things like that, where you have that kind of balance, that's the kind of role that people are going to look for him to have at the next level, rather than being a Jerome Bettis type, which he isn't.
All right, Sean, Kirk Ferentz, when asked how Nate Stanley did to win the job — he doesn't like to be called Nathan, only his mom gets to call him that, apparently.
Okay.
When he was asked what Nate Stanley did to win the job today, he answered the question without answering the question. If you were an Iowa football fan, and you know you used to cover Kirk as closely as anybody, if you were an Iowa football fan, would that make you a little nervous about what's to come with this team and this quarterback this year?
A little, but I think you also have pretty measured expectations, don't you? That I think deep down, and this is a good thing, so bear with me, this is meant as a compliment. I think ideally you want something out of Stanley or Wiggers, assuming that's Stanley moving forward, that Wisconsin got out of Hornibrook last year. Does that make sense? That you know when to get out of the way and not to put you're putting in somebody who minimizes risk. Maybe not someone who is going to be explosive. Although when I think about it, isn't that Kirk's philosophy for the last 17 and a half years anyway? I don't think we're reinventing the wheel. They're looking for someone who's going to keep the chains moving. But at the same time, I think this is an extreme case where the person who's going to put them in the least bad situations for what is a good defense and should be a really good defense and pretty good special teams to play that way. Hey, let's turn the clock back to 2004. When all those NFL guys, or what we knew, didn't realize be that many NFL guys are going to be running around. Let's lead with that. I think they know that. I think the quarterback that can kind of minimize those risks is going to be the one that they're going to trust moving forward that way. And I guess the least risky candidate, if we're reading between the tea leaves, is Stanley right out of the chute. I mean, that certainly meshes with what, you know, scraps that we've been able to see here, that I've seen it at the kids' day and what have you, that he was the least risky option for a team that's going to be defensive running the ball first.
All right, this is technically the last day that we can do this, since the Big Ten season starts tomorrow with Indiana and Ohio State. But as we part ways tonight, Sean Keeler from thelandof10.com, give me the team that you think will surprise people with its performance in the Big Ten this fall.
If Michigan wins 10, is that surprising?
Absolutely. A lot of people think that they're going to be down okay. This year.
I'll lean with that. I think it's Spate out of the chute Saturday in Florida. I think they beat Florida don't save the tape. No, they'll lose by 30. And you're going to see that kind of depth that they're going to, I don't know that they can beat the Bucks at the end, because that thing is set up to be a machine, but I wouldn't be shocked if that's what that division comes down to, the game at the end, as it obviously should. So I guess on the other side, maybe Penn State doesn't sneak up on anybody this year, not that they would, in spite of all that talent, or something freaky happens. Someone gets hurt, someone comes out of somewhere, and then the James Franklin train hits a wall a little bit. Neither of those things would surprise them.
So Michigan's ranked in the top 10 in the coaches' poll. They're ranked 11th in the AP poll, despite losing 11 starters to the NFL draft. Yeah. Is this a program under Harbaugh that is going to get the benefit of the doubt because they have Jim Harbaugh year in and year out, like Alabama does, like Ohio State does, and like we're seeing with Clemson this year, despite losing Deshaun Watson, they're in the top five?
Well, I think perception-wise, you're going to get that, but it's also it's Michigan. The name brand is going to be worth five slots if they, trot Brady Hoke out there, which they sort of did, and it still didn't last, But the evidence has to show up on the field. I think combining those things, I think this is the year that shows us what the floor is again, because their profile is not dissimilar from what Ohio State went through at this time a year ago. We kind of went, well, they'll probably win the division, but Michigan has a more upperclassman. Michigan State's coming off a nice run. They're going to be tough to knock off. And Michigan State hits a wall, and still don't know. They're the most enigmatic team. If Nebraska's my number three, Michigan State's my number one, and Minnesota's my number two, as far as I don't know what I'm going to get out of these guys. Maybe Michigan is in that place where you can just reload. I mean, certainly statistically from a recruiting standpoint, if you believe the rankings, that's where they're at. This is the year that's going to prove where that floor is, because we know where the floor is with Urban Meyer. It's about 10-2, if that.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds left, Sean. We found out today Jim Harbaugh is going to be having a podcast with Sports Illustrated. What one Big Ten football coach would you want to have a podcast?
I would want to have, and this is not being homeristic to the crowd, I would want to have Kirk Ferentz, but only if he could read tweets by other coaches and mean tweets from his fans. I want more of that. That's the single bit. BTN did that after Big Ten Media Days. I could have watched 3 hours of that. I want that.
That and trying to operate the remote to his TV. He's always talking about how that throws him for a loop.
Just ask Mary. Just ask Mary. Mary knows.
She does. Sean Keeler from thelandof10.com. Always great. Thanks for the time.
All right. Just so guys. See ya.
It's a running reference. Kirk Ferentz has talked about not being able to operate his TV for years, and I think he knows how to watch a game. Although
I'm sure he does.
Although I was right there with him. I can't believe that he admitted this, but I really didn't know much about Josh Allen until the NFL draft this past spring, and all of a sudden people are saying, yeah, here's the guy who's going to be maybe the number one pick. And I go, oh, he's the Wyoming quarterback, and Wyoming is the team that's on Iowa's schedule in week one. Holy cow, I think I need to learn more about this guy. So as Kirk Ferentz said, his first exposure to him was during the draft, but they are certainly more than prepared for Josh Allen on Saturday. That doesn't necessarily mean it'll translate into results, though. We'll hear a little bit more from Kirk Ferentz coming up during coaches' cuts in hour number three. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you, and yes, we will take two more entrants into the KGYM Listener Fantasy Football League today. It's all coming up for you in hour number three. We need to step aside and take a quick break. Kyle will be with us shortly to close the book on hour number two. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show on KGYM.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
I vaguely remember signing up for health insurance, but I didn't give it much thought at the time because all insurance seemed the same. Until the day my 4-year-old thought she could fly and jumped off the railing of our deck. After I knew Charlotte would be okay, what worried me most was how much her care would cost, and if our plan would cover what it said it would. That's when I found out not all insurance is created the same. It's the promise behind it. It's the people behind it. I'm glad I made the right choice.
Wellmark. Promises matter. Visit wellmark.com/promises.
This is a Jim Scott Unash. Get ready for Jefferson football action Thursday afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Let's get in and let's get out. Send it over to Kyle Mann, his next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Kirk Ferentz announced this afternoon in Iowa City that seniors Josie Jewell, Matt Vandenberg, and Sean Welsh, as well as junior Kevin Ward, would serve as Iowa's captains for their opening game against Wyoming this Saturday. We also found out that Kirk Ferentz took a small pay cut in order to hire an assistant coach. Former Hawkeye George Kittle has had a strong preseason with the 49ers since being drafted in the fifth round. And today it seems the Niners have also been quite impressed as they traded expected starting tight end Vance McDonald to Pittsburgh. Kittle is now the apparent starter, while C.J. Beathard has solidified himself as the backup quarterback. The Iowa baseball team is bringing home the silver medal from the World University Games after falling to Japan in the gold medal game early this morning. It's not the gold, but the Hawkeyes did break some ground by becoming the first American national team to advance to the final game, and they are the first to bring home a medal. The Colonels scored two runs in the top of the 10th last night to beat the Quad Cities River Bandits, splitting the four-game series on the road. They also made a roster move, activating pitcher Evan Sanders off the 7-day DL and putting Tyler Beardsley on the DL. The Colonels are off today, returning home for a series with Burlington beginning tomorrow. The Twins are hosting the White Sox as they try to stay within striking distance of the Royals in the AL Central. And you can hear Irvin Santana taking on James Shields right after our show on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
Former Iowa basketball coach Lute Olson is getting the statue treatment, but not in Iowa City. Going to build a statue of him in Tucson at the University of Arizona, where he went after leaving Iowa City. $300,000, the expected cost of the Lute Olson statue. It's expected to be completed in March of 2018. That's according to Jeff Goodman of ESPN.com. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels have made another roster move today. They've lost pitcher Anthony Marzi to Fort Myers, promoted there after going 5-2 with a 1.98 ERA. You may remember Marzi signed out of the Independent League earlier this season and sent to Cedar Rapids. So he goes up to the Miracle. No corresponding roster move. Fantasy football, it's on the way, and you can join us. We'll tell you how next.
Metro PCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. Get two lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get two free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. Video streams at up to 480p. Top 3% of customers using greater than 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. No tether. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than